I'm Marco Werman with The World. It's been labeled enhanced interrogation, but when you read some of the details in the new report out today from the Senate Intelligence Committee, you quickly understand that this is torture. In the report, we learned that interrogation techniques used by the CIA after 9/11 were far more brutal than the agency has acknowledged. It says the CIA's version of waterboarding, for example, amounted to repeated simulated drownings of detainees. The report is full of revelations more graphic and disturbing than that. Jamil Jaffer is deputy legal director at the ACLU in New York. He says this report won't be easily dismissed.
This is the Senate Intelligence Committee. It's the congressional committee tasked with overseeing the CIA. And so anything they say about the CIA's activities is going to be taken very seriously, not just by the general public, but by the CIA as well. And then, of course, the conclusions that the committee has reached are quite damning. In fact, it's hard to imagine that they could be any more damning.
Give us one or two of those damning conclusions. What do we learn?
There are sort of four key findings, I think, in the report. The first is that the so-called enhanced interrogation techniques, which is the phrase that the CIA has been using to describe its torture methods, the first finding is that those techniques were not effective, that they didn't yield even once the kind of so-called actionable intelligence that the CIA said that the techniques were designed to produce. And that, you know, that alone, I think, is a devastating finding for the CIA. The second is that the CIA misled not just the public, but the Intelligence Committee and the president himself, both about the nature of their interrogation methods and about the effectiveness of those methods. So that's the second finding. Then the third one is that the management of the program was inadequate. And the final one is that the program was much more brutal than the CIA represented the policymakers. So, again, I think the report could not be more damning. And I think that we will very quickly move on to this very important question of what happens now. What should the country do in response to revelations of this kind?
The CIA says there are too many flaws in the report to take it seriously, but the CIA, as you've indicated, has already misled the White House and Congress on the information it got from detainees. But what are the flaws it's talking about?
Well, you know, I think that people are going to be able to read this report for themselves, and they're going to be able to make this decision for themselves. You know, again, the report is a result of an exhaustive review of millions of records, and even the executive summary is hundreds of pages. And so, you know, there's a kind of danger in reducing it to talking points. You know, on the other hand, from my review of the documents that were already available and my quick review of the documents that have been released today, I think it's going to be very difficult for the CIA to discredit the report in any significant way. You know, this is not a press release. This is something very serious, and it'll have to be taken seriously both by the CIA and I think by the Justice Department and by the Obama administration more generally.
So, Jamil, what next? I mean, Senator Dianne Feinstein said this is the moment to say this will never happen again. This is the ugly truth. But in the long war that the U.S. is now engaged in, won't it be used again?
I think that's a very good question. And the danger is that if we leave it at this, if we expose all of these facts, all of these barbaric crimes committed by or authorized by people at the highest levels of the Bush administration, and we don't do anything about it, we don't prosecute those people, we don't hold them criminally responsible for the conduct that they took, for the decisions that they made, then there's a very real chance that this will happen again. And that even if we don't resurrect torture 10 years from now, we'll resurrect or come up with some new departure from basic fundamental human rights values. And we will sort of accept this idea that departures from the rule of law are not just inevitable, but entirely appropriate in the wake of national security crises.
Speaking of rule of law, your own organization, Jamil, and its director, the ACLU, this morning on the op-ed page of the New York Times said it had had a change of view on pardons for Bush administration officials who had aggressively pushed the torture program. Do you think they should be pardoned?
Well, you know, I think that the point of that piece, that was written by Anthony Romero, our executive director, I think that the point of that piece is essentially that what the Obama administration is doing right now is not that different from offering formal pardons to the people who authorized this conduct.
Explain that.
I think that the point that Anthony is making is that unless you prosecute them, you are effectively pardoning them. And he's challenging President Obama to see those officials' conduct for what it was, which was not just criminal, but a massive departure from the rule of law.
That was Jamil Jaffer with the ACLU speaking with me from New York.